Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. 1.2 million. That's your stat for today, 1.2 million. And you're asking in your mind, all right, where is he going today? Well, I'm going to go someplace kind of dark. I'm going to go someplace that maybe you're not comfortable going with me, but I'm willing to go there. I'm willing to do what it takes to share information with you. I am. And if you want to come along with me, saddle up. Let's go. 1.2 million. That is the number of casualties, recorded casualties, of American citizens that fought in wars on behalf of this country. 1.2 million people. You know, the combined forces of the United States Army as of today don't add up to 1.2 million people. Now, I think the Army's in strength right now somewhere around a million. Then you start adding things like the Air Force and the Marines and the Space Force and the Navy. And, you know, we bring in the Coast Guard from time to time because they've got a great defense role that we love, especially in the ports. And the number is bigger than 1.2 million people. Yeah, it's a big number of people that serve to protect your way of life, that are willing to go into harm's way and prosecute the wars, the conflicts, to keep our way of life safe. You know, the last time we actually prosecuted a war on American soil goes way back to the Spanish-American War. Yeah. I mean, you think about it. World War I, we went over there to fight. World War II, okay, we got attacked in Pearl Harbor, but we took the fight to them. We took the fight over there. Korean War, political war, we went over there. We took the fight over there. Vietnam, man, Vietnam was a mess. Vietnam was a soup sandwich, in my opinion. And I know so many people, so many fine warriors that are Vietnam veterans. And I'll tell you what, in Vietnam, we took the fight over there. Persian Gulf War, we took the fight over there. The current global war on terror, this mess that we've been in since we were attacked in 2001, we've taken the fight over there. So what am I getting at? I'm getting at, we need to pay some respects to our fellow American citizens who did what we needed them to do to protect our way of life so that we could have the lives that we have, so that we could grow up in a free country and chase the American dream if we desire to do that. Or talk crap about our country because freedom of speech is on our side. It's in the Constitution. We have the right to own and bear arms. We've got a lot of rights in this country, rights in this country that other countries don't have. And don't let people try and confuse you and tell you that the way they do business in other countries is better than what we do here in America. Because I'm here to tell you, I've been to a lot of those other countries. And if it weren't for America, those countries wouldn't be some of the countries that they are. I will tell you this. I am proud to be an American citizen. I am proud to have served this nation. I am proud to have gone into harm's way to protect the things that I absolutely believe in. and I mourn. I mourn the deaths of 1.2 million Americans that gave their lives so that I can have what I have today. You should be thankful too. Because if you know your history, and I'm not talking about some of this revisionist history that's been coming out. If you know your history, you know that history is doomed to be repeated if you don't understand the flaws and take action to correct those flaws. Now, America is not a perfect country. We've got issues. We've got problems. Yeah, you know, our government isn't perfect. But I'll tell you what, it's a free government. We have the right to elect who will lead us. And we have the right to choose somebody different if we don't like who's running whatever they're running, whether it's on the local level, whether it's on the state level, or the national level. We have rights in this country. And one of those rights just happens to be the ability to own real estate. There are countries on this planet where citizens cannot own the real estate. Or if they do, the government's got their hand in it. The government's controlling it. Now, the government tries to control some stuff in our country with regards to real estate. I mean, you know, they have the ability to tax and things like that. I get that. But at the end of the day, we have the freedom to choose the path that we want to pursue. And I will tell you this. After retiring, after 27 years of military service and realizing that even the pension I earned was not enough to live off of and having to have to go back to work, I found real estate investing. And by applying everything that I was taught by real estate experts who are members of Lifestyles Unlimited, I changed my paradigm and I got myself to a place of retirement. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing, because I can actually say I'm fully retired today. We come back from the break. I'm going to share some stories with you. It's going to be good stuff. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there in the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So on Monday, we're going to celebrate a federal holiday. We call it Memorial Day. And some people get Memorial Day confused with Veterans Days, and they wonder, well, why is it we have two holidays that are associated with the people that serve in the military? It's actually a good question. Well, let me give you the answer. Veterans Day is designed to honor all who have served, whether they're alive, whether they've passed away. It's designed to honor everyone who has served in the armed forces. Veterans Day is my holiday. It's my holiday. I'm a veteran. Now, what we're going to do on Monday is called Memorial Day. It's not my holiday. It's not. Even though I'm a veteran, even though I've been to combat, it's not my holiday. It's a holiday that is designed to honor those that went into harm's way and didn't come home. Well, in many cases, they did come home eventually, but not everybody came home. You see, that 1.2 million that I was talking about, these are Americans going all the way back to the founding of this country who believed in an idea, who believed that there was a better way. See, if you go back to what this country was doing in the Revolutionary War era, we were trying to break away from the oppression of a mad king in England. Yeah, we were subjects. We were subjects of the crown. We were an extension of the British Empire. And the Brits were kind of abusing us. They were kind of abusing us. And in this country, we kind of got tired of it. And we said, that's it. That's enough. We tossed a bunch of tea off a ship. We started doing some things to act up. The king didn't like it. We didn't care. We started a revolutionary war. And at that time, this country, this fledgling country, was occupied by the British. And George Washington and his ragtag American army kicked their butts. We sent them back to Britain. Now, we didn't do that overnight. And people died in that conflict. And throughout the years, America has been drawn into different wars. We have had threats to our way of life emerge. Probably one no more tragic was the Civil War. Americans against Americans fighting each other over differences of philosophy on how things should be done in this country. And there were some big issues going on in this country back during the Civil War. Almost 500,000 people, Americans on both sides, they died fighting for what they believed in. Now, I'm not saying either side was wrong, and I'm not saying either side was right. It's a tragic history that we have where we actually came to blows with each other. But that's part of our past, and we need to learn from it. Now, as time went on, the world exploded. Yeah, in the early 1900s, there was an archduke by the name of Ferdinand that was on the receiving end of a bullet that sparked off World War I. And as much as we as Americans wanted to stay out of that war, we got dragged in. We got dragged in because, you know, we made agreements with other governments that we would support them. We kind of changed our tune a little bit from back, you know, the Revolutionary War. We're getting along with the British now. And we fought trench warfare. Now, I'll tell you, I've never fought trench warfare, but I've studied it. I have been to the battlefields. I have walked a mile in the shoes of people that lived in that filth day in and day out for years, fighting a war of chemical warfare and machine guns and everything. I mean, just it was the killing fields. But Americans went there and they served and they died for what they believe in to protect us. We got through World War I. But Germany wasn't done yet. No, this madman by the name of Hitler decided he was going to rule the world. He had figured it all out. And he started a campaign to overwhelm Europe. And Europe wasn't well prepared for the German military machine. And Hitler did some damage. And it wasn't until the United States got dragged into World War II. If you study your history, during World War II, America was kind of like, okay, man, we're done. We had 116,000 plus Americans die in World War I. We're not going back and doing that. But Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, dragged us into the war. And I'll tell you what, America responded. America responded. You know, I kind of look at America as the quiet guy that just kind of stands around a group of people, and then you get this knucklehead that wants to pop off and he takes a swing at you, right? And you're American, you take that punch and it clocks you right on that left cheek, and you go, man, I got rattled a little bit. But then you kind of just stand there and you go, you've just woken up a sleeping giant. You have no idea the hell that you've just unleashed on you. And we got involved with World War II. We helped Europe repel the German forces. We were fighting on a second front in the Pacific Ocean, battling back against Japan. And we finally finished that war. But the damage was done. The damage was done. You see, over 405,000 Americans died in World War II to protect your way of life. Then we got to the Korean War. Over 54,000 Americans died fighting in Korea. By the way, that Korean War is still technically kind of a war. It's really not technically a war. It's technically a conflict, because Congress never declared war on anybody. It's crazy how this stuff works. But regardless of what the political ambitions are, it all falls on the hands of the American soldier. We come back from the break. I've got some great stories to share with you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So this Memorial Day, this country will honor all who died in service to our nation and to our fellow Americans. See, when we as service members go into harm's way, we're doing it for you. We're also doing it for us, but we're doing it for you too. See, we absolutely believe that even though this country can be screwed up at times, this is the best country on this planet to call home. That's why so many people want to get here across our borders. That's why we've got an immigration problem. Because people look at what their lives are like in the countries that they're currently in, and then they hear about the promised land. They hear about America the Great. And they do everything in their power, literally risking life, limb, and eyesight to get here. Yeah, that's what you have. You have a piece of the American dream. You are able to do things in this country that you cannot do in other countries on this planet. Guaranteed. I've been to those countries. Yeah. Not pretty. Not pretty at all. For those of you that believe in religion, you get free expression here in America. Try that in China. Yeah, how about that? I guarantee you, China is not in favor, nor do they care about your religious preferences. Guaranteed. How about your ability to go to work doing whatever you choose to do? Maybe you decide you're going to start investing in real estate a little bit on the side, start building up that passive income. And as you build up that passive income, you get to that point of retirement, you start looking at a day in the future where you can walk away from that job and actually regain control of your life. There are many countries on this planet where that does not happen. It does not happen. You are told what you will do for a job. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Trust me. Trust me. For those of you that are maybe not well informed, and I'm not picking on you. I'm not saying you don't know anything. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I come from a different world. I have seen things. I have experienced things that most Americans don't experience. But I would tell you about 99.9% of my military brethren have, especially over the last 20 years. If you're in the military over the last 20 years, your probability of going downrange into harm's way was extremely high. Extremely high. We had the active forces rotating constantly through Afghanistan, through Iraq. And the demand was so great on our forces, we had to drag in the National Guard and all the reserve forces. Because that's part of what they do. They round out the active forces. And these are citizens like you that have jobs and responsibilities that still have a military affiliation. And they still train to be ready to serve this country. And they get yanked out of their lives to go downrange to fight for your freedoms. And some of them do not come home. They do not come home. Well, I will tell you, we've done a pretty good job in this current conflict bringing everybody home. We have. We've done a very good job of that. But not everybody comes home sitting in the passenger compartment of the plane. I've met some fantastic service men and women. I have served with some outstanding Americans. People that I trusted with my life. People that trusted me with their lives. That's part of the culture in the military. And ironically, less than 1% of Americans actually serve. So you think about it. Think about your senior class in high school. What did you go on to do? Did you go on to serve in the military? Probably not. Probably not. And I'm not picking on you. I'm not saying that's, trust me, the military is not for everybody. We don't want everybody in the military. We definitely don't want people that can't do the job that we do in the military. So that's part of the reason we have screening criteria. Yeah. There are certain things physically and mentally that you have to get past on a screening in order to get into the military. And then once we get you in the military, we kind of change your outlook on life. We stop the whole thought process that you have about me, myself, and I. And we transition that thought process into a team mentality. A team mentality. It's intense training. And it doesn't end after your initial basic training. The intensity ramps up. Now, you don't have drill sergeants yelling at you. No, instead, you got colonels and captains yelling at you and sergeant majors. I get emotional when I do these kind of shows. I do. And I have to hold back the tears. I really do. Because, here I go. I've gone downrange with people that didn't come back in the passenger compartment. I have had to tell the surviving families that their loved one didn't come home. I have served as what's called a casualty assistance officer, assisting a family that lost their loved one in combat, making sure that they can at least get past this tragedy. Because think about it, your loved one doesn't come back to the family. The breadwinner is not there anymore because they gave it all in service to this country. They left it all on the combat field. And they did it. They did it selflessly. There's not a coward that goes into combat. But everybody that goes into combat, they deal with fear. It affects everybody differently. But it's there. It's there. When you know that you're going into harm's way, that the area that you're entering into is extremely dangerous, yet you put one foot in front of the other and you proceed. Because you are there to accomplish something important. Something very important. You're defending our way of life. And you know that. And don't let those people out there that would be the naysayers, that would call people in the military baby killers, because those people are just uninformed. Those people have not seen what we have seen. Those people have not seen their friends pay the ultimate sacrifice. They don't get it, and that's okay. They're still Americans. They can be screwed up. I'm okay with that. Let them believe what they want to believe, because I believe in America. I believe in our way of life. Come back. I'm going to share some stories with you about some people that gave it all. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm hitting you with a lot of stuff, and I hope I'm not boring you. I really do. I mean, I'm just kind of pouring my heart out to you. I'm showing you a different side of me. I realize that when you sign on to this radio show or you listen to the podcast, you're really tuning in because you want to understand a different methodology that can get you to a place of retirement much faster than what you're currently doing. So you tune in here because you want to hear about the possibilities. You want to hear about how you can buy a single family, how you can buy multifamily apartment communities, the different ways you can invest. You want to hear information about how to analyze numbers. You want to have information about what maybe you do when you acquire a property. Maybe you want to know information about, well, how do I determine what repairs need to be done? See, these are things that you tune in for because this is the information I normally provide. But on today's show, I'm pouring my heart out to you. I'm telling you something else about me that's very much a passion in my life. I love this country. I love my fellow Americans. I don't agree with all of my fellow Americans. Don't get me wrong there. But I love the fact that I'm an American. I love the fact that I was able to go defend our way of life. not only for my family, but for your family. And I've got a lot of comrades that have done the same thing. When I was a young boy, I mean, we're going to go back a ways now. I remember it was the early 1970s, and I was probably, I don't know, 6 years old, maybe seven. Yeah, I was really young. We were living in San Diego, California. We lived in an apartment community, and there was a young man that I got to know, and his name was Jeff. And Jeff, at the time, was 17 years old. And the reason I got to know Jeff was he was teaching me like how to swim. He was like my swimming lesson guy at the apartment complex. Yeah, it was just some kid that was hanging out there that my mom met when we were going to the pool. And, you know, I was trying to swim and this kid was a pretty good swimmer. And, you know, every time he saw my mom and I come out to the pool and he was there, he would teach me how to swim. It was really cool. And I got to know Jeff. Well, one day, Jeff just stopped coming to the pool. And I never understood why. I never understood why. Well, years later, many, many years later, this is after I was already through college and was in the Army serving my country. And I remember talking to my mom as she was advancing in age. I think I was probably like a captain or a major. So it kind of gives you an idea much longer down the road, how this particular event played out. And I remember talking to my mom, and we were just kind of talking about the good old days. You know, back when my life was actually really good. Yeah, back when I was like 6 and 7 years old. And we were talking about San Diego and different things. And all of a sudden, I said, "Hey, do you remember that kid? That older kid that used to help me swim?" And my mom said, "Yeah, I do remember him." And we started thinking, and I couldn't remember his name. And then I remembered his name was Jeff. And my mom said, yeah, I remember Jeff. And I just said, "Pat, whatever happened to that guy?" And my mom told me, Jeff, at the age of 17, enlisted in the United States Marines. He became a Marine, and he went to Vietnam. A couple months in country, Jeff was killed in action. Jeff died before reaching the age of what we call maturity in this country. He went to war at the age of 17. He was trained properly. We do not send our soldiers, our Marines, anybody into combat without proper training. We don't do that. So Jeff was properly trained. He went to combat. He paid the ultimate price. I never knew about this till much later in life. And you think about people like Jeff at the age of 17 that are willing to go do something that maybe you're not willing to do, or maybe you're willing to do it, but it's going to take a lot more motivation for you to go do it. Jeff's family lost a wonderful young man that day. I can only imagine what was going through the mind of his mother and his father and his siblings when they got the news that Jeff was not coming home. Well, he was coming home, just not the way they expected. So as you think about Memorial Day this weekend, and you think about, hey, I got a 3-day weekend, let's go to the beach, let's party, let's drink beer, let's rent a boat, let's go get on Bob's boat, let's go do whatever we're going to do, let's party, have a good old time. I want you to take a minute and remember that freedom is not free. Freedom comes at a very high price. It is a very high price. If you know people who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country and our way of life, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you know families that have been affected by this, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know anybody who has paid the ultimate price, that's okay. You don't need to go find somebody like that. Just know that there are rough men like me and rough women that do the things that are necessary so that you can do what you choose to do and enjoy the freedoms that you enjoy. So we're going to have Memorial Day on Monday. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. I don't know where you are at physically, but the weather's been great where I'm at. I'm guessing the weather's probably pretty good where you're at. You should have a good day. Enjoy yourself. Take the day off. Relax. Maybe go look at some real estate. Maybe do some analysis since you're not going to be at work. Maybe spend the day doing something a little bit different. Because I will tell you, of the 1.2 million Americans that have given their lives for this country. Now, this stat that I got, this came from the Department of Defense and the Department of Veterans Affairs. So I think the number is pretty realistic. I just don't think the number is all-inclusive. I actually think the number might be higher, especially when we go back to earlier conflicts. Because record-keeping wasn't always the greatest, maybe way back then. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I will tell you this. The ability to invest in real estate is a freedom that we have in this country. The ability to partner with lenders that are following federal regulations, I'll give you that. But the state is not dictating all the terms and conditions to the lender. Yeah, we operate in a free market economy, not a state-controlled economy. You do not want to live in a state-controlled economy. It's not good. It's not good. So be happy to be an American. Be happy to be free. Enjoy the freedoms that this country provides. Because one of the things that we have learned in the military, every one of us have learned, is that if those freedoms get taken away from you, they're going to be very, very, very difficult to replace. We did it once in this country. It took us a lot of years and a lot of blood. Let's not do it again. 1.2 million Americans gave it all for you and for me. Let's honor their sacrifice this weekend. Let's make them proud. Let's enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. You have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And when we come back from the weekend, I'm going to make your head hurt with math. I swear I'm going to do that to you. And if you want to check out how we do real estate investing, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.